Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting outside of Sepulpa, setting on top of a buffalo. You're listening to Center of the Universe. Thanks for joining us, folks. A couple of announcements. All prayer warriors, please pray for Pat McElhaney. She's an aunt of a good friend of ours from high school, Shelley Brown. She's recovering from major heart and cancer surgery. Look her up, and it is done. Thanks, prayer warriors. Also, another announcement. Hangar One premiered tonight, which is a MUFON-based show on the History Channel 2. I think it premiered at 9 or 10 o'clock. Anyway, it's on tonight. So it's a MUFON-based show premiered tonight. What else? Oh, if you're focusing on Academy Awards this weekend, seriously, you need to pull your head out of your, you know what. Seriously. But our listeners might check it out, but know it's happening this weekend. But I'm pretty sure they're not focused on it. Waiting on Blue Shift. You know, they say, Ron, there's Chris. Chris, you just beat Blue Shift. So what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm just doing right now. I'm doing research and putting together the Kickstarter, and I actually found another website for funding for the research and the new technology that we've got.
I joined Kickstarter today. And that was an awesome idea. I went by there and joined up. That's a good deal. I'm glad you brought that up. What else did you do?
Besides Kickstarter, I found another funding site. It's called GoFundMe.com.
That's awesome. Good job, Chris. Yeah. Awesome job.
Yeah, but basically we're just trying to, and I'm rallying together all of the known organized enthusiasts for the ultimate collision. Basically, when I get all the money together, I am going
Hey, Chris, I can't wait till it's on Walmart shelves. That's where it needs to be.
You say that one more time?
I said I can't wait till all that's on Walmart shelves in their stores. That's where it needs to be. In cash.
Yeah, most of these technologies should already be there, man. I mean, these technologies, like the way that school system works compared to the technologies that I'm putting together, the school system's like, they don't teach you what you need to know to thrive mentally.
Right.
And so
right.
Like, when I got out of school, I went to college and everything. I went to Job Corps.
We didn't know anything when we got out of college, did we? Maybe a little bit. I mean, we didn't know a whole lot when we got out of college. That's what I started learning, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I did all the systematic schooling and everything like that, like college, Job Corps. But I was noticing, this isn't, I'm doing the same thing the person 10 years ago was trying to do to be successful, but that person is stuck in a rut trying to pay back college funds, and I don't want that to be me, because I want to be able to thrive mentally, physically, financially, and everything else like that. So surviving should be a given to humanity at this point. So we should be trying to survive daily, like day by day. We should be thriving as a civilization, and that's one of the big things that I want to put into the community right now.
You know, it's a stepping stone that everybody should go through is college, and the way that somebody mentioned recently that we don't need you to go think and study in art and jobs that don't mean anything. We need you to manufacturing. That's where the money is. Come on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and like most of the colleges nowadays, like even when you go to like be a lawyer and stuff, like my cousin went to go to school to be a lawyer and stuff, and, you know, and he came back, he was in debt, you know what I'm saying? And at the same time, he didn't even get the education needed to become like a high ranks lawyer. You know, that's going to take another 8 years on top of another. Another loans and stuff like that, and it's just so cruel how the education system is making us pay for our education as far as a college goes. It's how it's so widely it costs so much, and then when you get out, you can't even use the things that you have learned to thrive mentally in life. You have to use your common knowledge, get a regular stupid job working. Like at the post office or somewhere even close to your ranking of degree, just so you can pay back the people who put you through college to learn something new to thrive on that you can't even use. You know what I mean? And that really ticked me off. I went to Full Sail. Full Sail's a $100,000 school. Of course, I only get probably 2-3 years in, and then my funding is gone. But not only is my funding gone and I can't finish my schooling, I have to take back the money that I was that was given to me for those 2.5 years, and I don't get to finish it. So I'm in debt, and I'm at the ass side end of paying back the money for the schools that I went.
To complete and pay off some stuff you didn't get to finish. Hey, Chris, what is your background in school? What were you studying?
I was an artist doing game designing and basically programs and I was basically an artist because Full Sail's it's basically an institute. They call themselves a university. But it's basically like an art institute.
Right.
You know, like the people who made like what is it called? Like Halo and other good games and good movies. Like when you go to a Full Sail, like they have like they got music, music gaming, programming, movies, the arts, you know, like all the arts creative things. But one thing that I noticed about when I went there, the systematic understanding of art nowadays is so structured. It's not even art. It's like they're telling you how to do things that should come natural to the brain.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there's teaching points within creativity, but when you're telling someone how to hold a pencil when they're drawing, that's a little out of line. You know what I'm saying? Like one of my things was when I went to school is like I got myself in a comfortable position to draw, and I like having my wrist on the table as I draw. And they were telling me, you need to pick your wrist up. And I'm like, I can't draw a circle with my wrist up. I'm kind of shaky. You know what I'm saying?
It was just
a little systematic for creativity. You know what I mean?
They don't want us to think. I grew up, and a lot of my friends on Facebook, we grew up in a town called Sepulpa, Oklahoma. They didn't want us to think. They didn't give a really, I mean, some of them did about education, but you know what they wanted us? They wanted us at Liberty Glass in Sepulpa. Sepulpa was a glass town. We provided glass when they had all the Cokes and Pepsis and all your sodas and stuff in glass. They were all made. Most of a lot of it was made here in Sepulpa. Out of Bartlett, Liberty.
And they had to have people to run those two manufacturers. And that's really all they gave a damn about was getting people in those plants.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they were good paying for a while until the unions went away. Then what? You know?
And like, to add to that, it's like the people who own the corporations not only own the corporations, but they own pieces and bits of the school system. So they're basically drilling in the they're trying to make slaves. It's kind of like they're systematically trying to make slaves. And they're trying to, they're trying to make it. What's the word I'm looking for? They're trying to make it like it's kind of like having free workers almost. You know what I mean? It's not free like in the sense of, you know, financially based, but it's damn near free. You know what I'm saying? People who do companies, and you know what? I'm sorry, I got to digress on that for a second. The government, the elitists, the people who are at the top, they don't like people like us that think. They don't like your mind to think past of the things that they put systematically in front of you to go along with their system.
Chris, think about it. Most scientists think that there are no coincidences, correct? All right? If we hadn't started this, we wouldn't be talking, right? There are no coincidences. We just didn't start it, my man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We just get started. And we're going to have an agenda coming up. It's going to get better. We've got more listeners. We got. It takes time to build a show. All right? Because, first of all, we ain't there yet. We're getting there. You know, we're being more committed. It's like tonight, you popped in. Something happened to Blue Shift. You know? We got another wingman. All right? That's carrying the torch. All
right?
Right. And we're going to carry the torch from Russia past Korea. And I sound like Harry Dean. Then we're going to go to Minnesota. Then we're going to go to... We're going to keep going, brother. We're going to keep going, brother. And we ain't never going to die. So we're just going to keep going.
Man, you don't even understand, bro.
The center of the universe, you can call them 347-637-1980. That includes you, Blue Shift. You're tardy for the party. God, I can't believe I did that reference. That's from the Bravo channel. I guess I watched that show. Sorry, folks. You're listening to the Center of the Universe. You can also contact us by email, send videos, questions to centerintheuniverse2013@outlook.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter. Where else are we?
Hey, I'd like to say something real quick.
Yeah.
When I was doing research about half most of the technologies and for the metaphysics and stuff like that, you know, most people come across Zrenvalo Melchizedek. And one of the main things that Zrenvalo Melchizedek was talking about that got to me was like, he said, we're entering a new age with new technologies and stuff like that. And I was like, new age, new technologies? What is that? What does he mean by that? Don't we have technologies that are at the breaking point? I started doing research and stuff about, like, you know, the underground government and stuff like that, and, like, knowing that they have, like, you know, levitation to a T. They have levitation down so packed that they use different forms of levitation, not only cold fusion, copper wiring, as far as that goes. But they have levitation down to a T. They even use some of our precious metals for levitation.
The show the other night, they were like, "How those stones get up there?" They were able to all get on the same frequency with their mind and get a frequency going that got those stones up there from their mind. Is how they get those stones.
Right, and so I was looking into all this stuff. Like, they have invisibility, levitation, and all this crazy stuff. They're like, when I was a kid, I was like, man, that stuff is just fiction. And I'm like,
yeah,
wow, this stuff is so reality now. And so I looked into the technologies and stuff and saw that the technologies are so fundamentally easy that it's ridiculous why it isn't in the populace of the of humanity. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Tesla coil is one of the main things that the underground government kept for themselves.
Absolutely.
Apart from Tesla, and I can't remember the name. I think the other night I said William Remheit. I don't think that's his real name, but you know, the guy who created or started testing with Organite. Apart from those things alone, all of these technologies that you can like spear up from the mind, from fiction-based cartoons and stuff. This stuff is so real, and I was like mind-gasmed by all of these technologies that I have created myself. What's up,
Chris? Let me tell you something. While we need Organite, I swear it was the weirdest thing that happened today, and it was right around 5 o'clock. Quit time for most folks that are, you know, are sheep that are drinking the Kool-Aid, you know. And there was a pulse that the phones were locked up. And it was like they all got zapped on the way home, like, hey, by the way, it's Friday and, you know, you ain't gonna have good time this weekend. Just kind of like zap everybody, dude. It was like a frequency it was weird, dude. It was a sound and it was like, I was messing up my clock and somebody was trying to call me and they couldn't call me, and when they got here their phone was buzzing. It was weird, dude.
Wow.
You know? Real weird. Like they hit us with something. You know? I was listening to the other night. I don't know if you've heard about this theory or whatever. It's not theory, it's actually there. It's called the numbers channels that are out there with frequencies, where there's different radio frequencies out there. Russia's got the bell, and if the bell continues to ring, but if it stops ringing, that means that they have launched a nuclear warhead. Have you heard about that before?
No, so I haven't.
Yeah, it's called number system and frequencies. And all governments have different sounds and different channels for talking. It's real weird, but it's out there. And like I said,
so are you talking about harmonious frequency for nuclear, for like a nuclear blast? Is that what you're talking about?
But it's in different areas too. I mean, it may be China. They got all these different frequencies for different agendas.
Right. Because awakened souls like me and you, like we know that the CIA and all the FBI and all, they're all like these frat brothers that met up in the 60s. And they use different segments of the government to ploy their own agendas.
No, this young girl said to me today, she goes, I think Siri is the devil.
She said Syria?
She thinks Siri from the app for the phones and everything, she thinks that's the devil, is Siri.
Wow.
I got thinking about it.
Did you tell her she was a blind troll zombie?
I didn't have a response to it. I mean, I just thought it was funny, you know. She showed up with one of my friends to pick up something they bought from me today, and she didn't know about the show, now they do, you know, and she was like all into it. You know, she's like one of these that, she was like this, Chris. I mean, I mentioned it, and she didn't she didn't say, well, that's cool. She went, like, right to the phone. She's one of those. And then put it in. I said, yeah, Block Talk Radio, they got an app, too. I mean, she was one of those, you know?
Wow.
And just didn't buy her. She was, like, dialed in. Like, yeah. Which was cool, you know?
Hey, let me digress from that subject for a second.
Go ahead.
I get a lot of I noticed lately that I get a lot of calls from, I think, I don't know what kind of companies they are, but they're basically like call-in companies. They call your number and they'd be like, are you interested in going to school? Are you interested in getting a job? And they'll help you look for a job and they'll help you look for a school that you want to get in. And you know what I've gotten down to? I tell them, no, I'm not interested. They say, are you sure? And they basically keep asking me, are you sure, are you sure, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. And then once they keep, when they ask me and I'm really in a, I don't want to say bad mood, but when I'm in a mood of opening eyes, I guess.
They ask me
and they're like, what is your area of expertise? I'll say technology and engineering. And so I can find you a school for that. And I'll be like, no, I'm okay. Because half of the technology, that are being employed right now will be obsolete in the next 2.5 years. And they stay silent for a second.
You hit them with an old Mike Tyson punch with bad intentions. They weren't expecting that blow, you know?
Yeah, really. That's what it is. Because, if it's anything to me, the technology of today will be very, very, very minuscule to the technology that I want to be able to put out into an open view of the public. And I'm not, and the main thing that I have to let people know about me doing this is that I'm not going to do it irresponsibly, because I know, I'm not going to put my own judgment on humanity, but I know what we need for certain things, like Fukushima, the organite plates to put all over the water, for other things like oil spills, for Tesla coils to run in the ground to for the oil and stuff like that. But there's a responsible way to do it and there's an irresponsible way to do it. I'm not trying to put our president out there, but JFK, in his point in acting at that time of humanity's ignorance to what was going on in our world, in our own backyard, if he would have gotten out the secrets of, you know, extraterrestrials and all that other stuff, that would have been really, really bad at that point in time in history.
Hey, Chris, I got to switch gears real quick because I want to cover this today. Microsoft announced today that they are no longer, they are retiring XP April 12th.
They're retiring what?
XP. They will no longer support that computer, any part of the computer as far as updates. It's gone. Digress on that thought.
Oh, yeah, I have a lot on that thought. What I know is the reason why they're retiring XP is because most of the ATMs in the United States, or maybe even in the world, but I know for sure in the United States, run off of the XP operation system. So they want to get XP out of the hands of the common knowledge, or the common, you know, mass of the public, whatever you want to call it, humanity. And they want to be able to manipulate that software of Microsoft and basically take it out of the hands of the public so they can keep using it for...
It's period. Okay, for me, for example, the computer I'm on right now is XP. So what happens? I'm done? I can't use this computer anymore?
Hey, yeah, you also got to look at it like this. Bill Gates is like, okay, I come out with a new software every 4 or 5 years. He is basically making his own supply and demand. He's doing that. If he's putting
XP's been awesome.
Yeah, because XP was awesome. I used XP for about 10 years. I used it from me being in third grade to for me being all the way in 11th grade. I mean, come on.
I know.
But But, you know, all they're trying to do is suppress the operating systems to an askew minimum so that people can use their hacked software like Windows 8, Windows 7, and stuff like that. Because
Did they retire Windows 98? I don't think so, did they? Maybe they did.
I don't think so. I don't even think they retired 2000.
Yeah.
They're just doing this so NSA can have more claws or more eyes, I should say, in the sky.
Hell yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you should probably stay tuned to the YouTube channel Dabu7. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he stays on point like that. Like Dabu7, if we can get him on the radio show, man. Because he stays up. Dabu, it's DAHBOO77.
Let's work on that. Let's work on that.
Yeah, he. I've been watching his videos for probably about 2 or 3 years now, and he
stays
up to date. Like what you're talking about with the with the XP, I knew about that in January because supposedly there's supposed to be a bank failure, and basically there was supposed to be a bank failure like on the 14th or 17th as far as the Bitcoin goes, but
this doesn't have anything to do with Target and all that shit too, does it?
Say that again.
This doesn't have to do with anything with Target and all those that security breach, does it?
No, not necessarily. It's just the Bitcoin thing has to the Bitcoin thing and the ATM thing and the Microsoft XP thing. That sums up to the bankers trying to keep people from taking their money out of the bank. Because there will be a point in time with everybody putting their money in their bank, they're not going to be able to take it out when they need it the most. You know what I mean? So, basically, it's basically like, because what Dabu tells people is keep money, keep real money. Like, don't keep your money in the bank. Keep your real money.
Bitcoin ain't going to happen.
Bit is being erased off the market right now because, I mean, I remember Canada tried to switch fully over to the Bit, and then once they did that, some failures happened with the Bit. Like, people using their Bit credit coins, they were hacking into the system and putting, like, $1,400,000 on their Bitcoin credit cards. And, you know, it's invisible money. Bitcoin has no real value. It means less than the dollar. You know what I mean? At this point in time.
That paper money pretty invisible too. Ford Docs they ain't done inventory for 4 years, brother, or 20 years. They probably have a bit of gold for Ford Docs.
Well, my thing about gold nowadays, because since I have been in the transmutation era of technology. Gold nowadays is really, it ain't nothing but a frequency on top of a metal, giving it a denser frequency. So, I mean, like, when you talk about gold in the place where America keeps their gold, Fort Knox, I mean, Fort Knox might be totally empty. But the gold reservoir, not only for America, Russia, Germany, China.
Yeah.
All these main big big countries, the gold reservoir is not low. I mean, because like even people think like right now it's China is buying as much gold as they can. Well, you also have to look at the human history of gold. Most of the gold came out of the Western, out of the Eastern Chinese.
Chris, that's why they said aliens came here in the first place was to get gold, correct?
Right.
The Anunnaki and all that, right?
Right. But the thing about it is Earth gold is so precious because the frequency of the, if you look up the frequencies of, not the frequencies, but the harmonic tones of gold, it is zero point compared to all the metals on the periodic table. What were you saying?
I said the show's over, but keep going. That maybe they extended a little bit.
Oh, okay.
See, that's
sorry
what,
about that.
You know, I mean, here pretty soon, you know. Hey, Chris, thanks for showing up tonight. Did Buship tell you to show up?
No, actually, I messaged him on Facebook, and I asked him, was there a show tonight? He never got back with me, so I just decided to call in.
Chris, let me tell you something so you know, because you're here to help both of us. One thing about Kyle Bushit is that I ain't got him told that yet, all right, brother? But I'll tell you one thing. The cat knows his shit. He has to, he's got to have his sleep, and he gets real weird, and he just kind of disappears, and just, I can't explain it. It's like he, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there's days, or there's, I mean, I don't know what's going on. It's not mental. It's just there's something going on with that he's getting bombarded across kind of stuff, but it's just unexplainable. I'll put it that way sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's unexplainable. Yeah, but Chris, thanks for showing up. You know, I was born in Texas. I was born in Killeen, Texas, Fort Hood. So,
I'm glad you
brought a lot to the show. I appreciate it. So, anyway, we'll be back tomorrow night at 10:30. Think about what you want to talk about, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night.
I'll write what I'm gonna write down what I'm gonna say, so I'll have it. I'll have it in paragraph.